AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Indonesia's Air Force chief says the military transport plane that crashed into a residential neighborhood, killing 141 people, had a propeller abnormality that indicates an engine stalled. He says the plane turned rightward after takeoff and was flying at a lower than normal speed. Donald Trump's remarks about Mexican immigrants are still coming back to bite him. Republican New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, a Latina, says the remarks are shocking generalizations that no politician should make.
Absolutely disagree with him. I think those are horrible things to say about anyone or any culture, anyone of any ethnicity. I mean, that is uncalled for.
Rapper Flo Rida, the Macy's store chain, and Football Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith have all distanced themselves from Trump, Macy's discontinuing Trump's menswear line. Episcopalians have voted to allow religious weddings for same-sex couples just days after the U.S. Supreme Court legalized gay marriage nationwide. A Justice Department spokeswoman confirms there is an antitrust investigation underway into some airlines.
Based on letters sent to the major airlines demanding to see their communications to one another and shareholders regarding passenger capacity, the civil antitrust investigation appears to focus on whether airlines illegally notified each other about when they might add new flights, new routes, or extra seats.
The AP's Jackie Quinn. Former CNN anchor Lynn Russell says her cross-country road trip with her husband was interrupted when a robber forced his way into their motel room in Albuquerque. A shootout ensued with the robber, rather the intruder, shot dead by Russell's husband.
I am very, very proud. I want to say I'm very proud of my husband. He is my hero. He saved my life.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama is still speaking out in support of his health care plan, this time in Nashville.
America still spends more on health care than any other advanced nation, and our outcomes aren't particularly better. And so we know there's still a lot of waste in the system. We know that the quality of care isn't always where it needs to be.
Now that the Supreme Court has upheld a key element of the law, he says he hopes both parties will come together to make further improvements. Paul Rudd is the latest actor to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I remember being a kid and, you know, walking the boulevard and reading the names and thinking about what so many other millions of people thought about, which is, you know, like, who's that?
His star is number 2,555 on Hollywood Boulevard. Rudd plays an incredible shrinking hero in the upcoming Marvel film Ant-Man. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.